We've got Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly with us on the line to talk now about a number of different issues. But we'll start with the changes in government. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. What do you make of the move of the Minister of Finance to the World Bank?
I suppose, first of all, I have to say that Pascal Donohoe, on a personal level, was very easy to get on with. He's a fellow that I've met socially on a number of occasions. He was at Other Voices a number of years ago. I've met him at the odd football match. And he's a fellow who has very good taste in music. I remember, if he doesn't mind me saying, during COVID, he was going through the Beatles back catalogue. So he's quite learned and he's interested in books and a decent fella. Unfortunately, I think the priorities, if you were sitting down and looking at the record of this government that he's been involved in over the past 14 years, you know, how have this government fared on delivering social affordable housing, ending homelessness, installing wastewater, and recently in his budget, dealing with the cost of living crisis, rising LPT, petrol and diesel prices, you would say that he hasn't done so well. And now Simon Harris, very interestingly, has appointed himself to take over. And I think if you're looking at Simon Harris's record over the past number of years, between the children's hospital,
it wouldn't inspire confidence.
Between dealing with scoliosis,
from your point of
promising
view,
in the run-up to the election, 40,000 houses, which wasn't going to happen. So he's a record of over-promising and under-delivering. So it doesn't really fill me with hope, is the answer to your question.
Okay. All right. We'll see where that goes from here in terms of how that works out and all the other ministerial changes working out. Now, you raised an issue yesterday on social media. You're criticising Kerry Airport in a county with two Gaeltachts and a large Irish-speaking community. It's disappointing that there are still no recognition of this on the signs in Kerry Airport. I raised this last May and was told the signs were temporary. Lack of respect. And this is a picture from the opening of the new arrivals hall at Kerry Airport on Monday. We were there ourselves, and the openings, the sign at the front of the new arrivals section just says arrivals. You're not happy.
Yeah, well, Jerry Stoke, Gomacord, Dom Kupler, Hockler Raw, Inoelga, Mariowler, Nakohari, August Nakohari Bohra, Igiri, August Tridon Start, August Neelam Sauce, the Lesh. This is an issue that has come up an awful lot, Jerry, in the Coquitlam na Gaeilge. The signage, road signs, you have various acts which were going through over the last number of years. It is important that signage be at least bilingual. And if you contrast the attitude here in Ireland, and I remember we had a teacher in the Green school called Paddy Bailey, and he used to talk about the slave mentality that we have, and it seems to be a lack of self-confidence or something. And if you look at the road signs, if you drive from London to the ferry, and you're looking for the sign for Swansea, you won't find it, because they have the Welsh language name for Swansea, Abertawe. And if you're driving in Scotland, you will see on the railway stations or in the road signs, they have equal the size of the Scottish language or Scots Gaelic is equal to English. Here we have it in italics. And for many years, we have been asking that we at least get equal standing. And there's a big upsurge in the Irish language around the country. The north is absolutely booming. Schools in Dublin, Gael, Calorti, Kneecap, you don't need me to go into that. But in a county like Kerry, and it was pointed out to me yesterday, by the way, that there's actually three Gaeltachts serve, which use Kerry Airport because of Cool A also. But back in May, when the new arrivals section was opened, and they only had the official opening last week, I was talking to a constituent. He contacted me, and he said that he was complaining about the lack of signage in there. Now, in fairness to the Gardaí, in fairness to Revenue, their signs inside in the airport are bilingual.
I was going to say, are you being unfair in Kerry Airport? In the main area, in the main hall, the front sign says, "Welcome to Kerry Airport, Fáilte de Chúí Airport, Kerry." There are bilingual signs. There's a Fáilte sign on the front desk. There is bilingual signs for the toilets. The departure gates are in Irish as well as English. So there's Irish language signage all over there. They actually got an award last November for the Irish language signage. You're picking one sign and saying lack of respect to the Irish language.
Not good enough. If you look at the photos, even the ones that were online after the opening on Monday, baggage area, there's no translation on that. And most crucially, welcome to Kerry Airport Fund, arrivals, departures, they should all be bilingual signs.
But the departure side, the airport building that's always been there has welcome to Kerry Airport, Fáilte de Chúí Airport, Kerry.
Yeah,
that's the main airport.
I'll tell you, I didn't want to go public on this back in May when I give them time. I asked a parliamentary question, and I was told that the Minister for Transport has no jurisdiction over it's owned by Kerry Airport PLC, and it's up to them. So I contacted one of the management who I had dealt with many times over the years, and he said that when the teething problems are over, that the internal signage inside will all be put bilingual.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened to date.
You're being accused this morning of weaponising the Irish language by Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. He's criticised your social media attack, describing it as small negative politics at its work, an insult to the staff and management who worked tirelessly to deliver a major upgrade for our county. Highlighting the value of Irish is welcome, weaponising it to undermine a local success story is not. That kind of behaviour helps nobody. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I do pay tribute to all of the staff who work there and have given me great help over the years. And having the new arrivals, which was opened 6 months ago, by the way, is obviously welcome. And the more investment, and I remember meeting John Mulhern, the old manager there, many times during COVID in particular, and the difficulties they had, and we worked together in dealing with certain issues. Jackie Healy-Ray has been following me on Facebook for a long time. He even has taken photos of mine and put them up as photos of his own without saying it. But I'll get over that. But he mentioned in his statement, as the upgraded works are completed. Sure, they're completed 6 months ago and they haven't done anything about it.
But what's the point? What difference does that make? This is an official opening. It always happens. And your social media post is on the day after the opening. So is he not got a point? You're trying to undermine the board and everyone who works at the airport by this criticism.
On a day when they should
be celebrating.
No. I mean, it's nothing to do with that. He said there's a respectful way to raise it, and I did raise it by way of parliamentary question, and I made a phone call to one of the management last May, and I was assured that all the signage would be made bilingual, but it hasn't happened. So I have to go with that.
You'd like it to be done now, in the arrival section in particular. You'd like it to be done.
One last thing, Jerry. Jackie Ray said that I have a lack of class in the way I did it. Now, if he really wants to go there, I have no problem going there, and I'm biting my tongue really hard without saying what I want to say about Jackie Healy-Ray and mentioning me and the lack of class.
Let me ask you this question finally, Deputy. Why weren't you at the opening on Monday? Was there a reason that you weren't at the opening? Every other TD, notwithstanding they're all government supported TDs, but you were the only one who wasn't there.
Yeah, well, I am the only non-government supporting TD, Terry. So a lot of these openings are opportunities. They're official openings of things that have happened months and months ago or even years ago. And I find them kind of pointless, really, going to some of them. I was in Dublin on Monday morning and I was driving down to Kerry. So I wasn't there. I wasn't going to go there anyway. But I think
I'm just wondering, because you weren't at the opening of the STEM building in the Munster Technological University either, which is another big day for that organisation. Is this now a policy that you will not be attending any openings of any major developments for Kerry because it's government associated?
No, well, I mean, I went to the Stellis opening, and I was at the RDA Hub, and I go to some of them. But if they're photo opportunities for Simon Harris or for a minister or for Micheál Martin, I just think that my time is better suited doing it. It's absolutely no disrespect to the people who've been working.
That's why I'm asking the question. It's not just about the government. It's about all the work that went in, the people who were involved, the success of the area, all of those things. Are you disrespecting those people by not going to those events, or isn't a policy change? Because in the past, independent politicians, opposition politicians, would nearly always have gone to these events because it could be a major road opening, that it's good for the county and you're there to support the people who worked on those jobs. This isn't a change of policy. You're just saying you pick and choose.
Some of the openings, Jerry, but if I have something else on, these are government publicity opportunities, and you will usually find, and maybe I'm getting cynical in my old age, but you'll usually find that the photos then that are produced are opportunities just for government supporting TDs or government ministers to promote themselves, arising out of you could have an opening of something that's been open for 4 years. I've seen that. There was a school in Tralee, and they had four official openings of it. There comes a time when you kind of say to yourself, am I really going to go along to the third official opening? You have a sod turning, you have a topping out ceremony, you have an official opening, and all they are really is cynical, if you like, opportunities for
Do you
ministers.
Think they're propaganda?
Well, publicity or propaganda, Jerry, they're beside each other, I think.
That's what you're suggesting, though. That's what you're suggesting. These are propaganda events for the government, so I'll have nothing to do with them. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. But they are publicity. They're clearly publicity events for the government. I mean, that's...
Okay. All right, we're out of time. We're way over. Thanks a million for that.
One thing I'd like to say, Jerry.
Okay, very briefly.
There's a vote tonight on the cost of living. And we have a private member's bill in the Dáil tonight to cut the cost of motoring, to reverse carbon tax increases, and to stop penalising those who are paying motor tax in increments and take on the insurance companies. This is an opportunity for government...
For everyone and the government to get involved. Okay, I'm over time. I take your point on that, Pat. We're going to have to leave it there. That's Deputy Pat Daly with us on the line. If you have a view, get in touch with what he has to say.